You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, one and all. God, this is how you know you have a great football team. Rico, on a day off, decides, no. I'm coming. I don't even know why you're here, but that's okay.
You know what? I would miss you, and I would miss all the texts because I'd be like, why isn't Mike texting me? Oh, he's doing a show from 2 to 6.
That's right. So. I guess the way I would start the show is I have watched football that I remember since I was 7 years old. That is my first memories of watching the NFL. In my 37 years of watching the NFL, that was one of the most impressive regular season wins I have ever seen by any team. I cannot tell you. I spent the fourth quarter as a non-Lions fan, but someone who's invested in the team, standing and pacing in my living room. I had a friend and a group of 10 people at the game. Guys, I said this in August sitting next to Rico at Circa. I will say it to you again. The Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl, and you can fight it. You can be scared of it. You can say, la, 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 I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me nice things. You're winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because only great teams do what you did last night. Rico, 23-7. I don't want to hear about largest comeback in NFL history, and that was only 16 points. The way the game was going, that was a nightmare in every way, shape, and form. First of all, two of Goff's, quote, interceptions were as fluky as it gets. Just bad luck,
right?
Nonsense.
Especially the second one that bounced around and bounced around.
Correct.
I don't include the Hail Mary. I just don't, because it was a Hail Mary.
I don't count Hail Mary. I agree with you totally. But the point is, all in, he had five turnovers. Problematic. Doesn't matter. Well, wait, they're an offensive team who leaned on the defense. And even though they don't have much of an exterior pass rush, Alim McNeil went full Aaron Donald. Brian Branch, to America, not to us here in Detroit. We know he's a Pro Bowler. He announced himself as one of the top 25 players in this sport. I stand by that comment. And you simply do everything you need to do. There's an unbreakable will about this team. And there was it was like synergy. Campbell's interview out of the half.
Mm-hmm.
We need to force some damn turnover interception as he's saying it.
Right, because when he said that, I'm thinking, wait, that interception didn't happen in the first half. I thought they had synced up some video to go with that. I was like,
nope.
That just happened on cue. Michael, I'll say this. The other reason why I'm here today, I witnessed the best Lion victory I've ever seen last night. Dallas, you could say, oh, what about the Cowboy game? You know, we won 47-9. Dallas was dead. They didn't want to be there. They were only there to get game checks, okay? Last night was the best Lions game I have ever seen. Why? You had high expectations. You did not live up to those expectations. Matter of fact, you played maybe the worst game ever. But last night, and I can understand why they put the speech up on social media. Last night was a living embodiment of Dan Campbell's speech when he got here. Yeah. We will do whatever it takes. And last night, the Lions did whatever it took to walk off with a victory. Okay, five interceptions. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure they don't score in the second half. Okay, we got to kick field goals because we can't go for it because it's too long. Don't worry about it. I actually like the kicker this year. I'm going to let him kick field goals. He barely made it. Don't care. Does it count as three? Yes. Kick another one. He barely made that one. Don't care. We won the game. Last night was a team effort. The defensive line. People stepped up who we've been waiting to step up. And you didn't have your new free agent on the field. Didn't matter. Jared Goff played horribly. Didn't matter. The team did not quit on the road. And the reason why, I said, Dallas was ready to quit. The Texans were there to fight. The Texans wanted to win that game. The Texans are, Houston Radio is probably just roasting this team because somehow or another, since 1970, no one has thrown for five interceptions and lost a game like this. They did. They put up a fight. You put up a better fight. You showed the world. Even when we are at our worst, we're still better than you. That's why this game was the best game ever.
And it's on the road. It's against the first place team off 10 days of rest. You didn't have any benefit. And both teams had some injuries. Doesn't matter. I would love to hear from the people. Look, well, there's so much to unpack. There's so many moments. It's just nothing convinces me more that you're winning the Super Bowl than Bates scraping the paint on the upright to tie the game and scraping it on the left upright to win the game. I mean, just there's a magic to this. And Rico nailed it. To win a game when you throw five interceptions, down 14, yeah, once every 54 years. Okay? I've believed since August. I can't change now. I'm just convinced. And look, there's no better coach team in this league. There's no better operation, all three phases. I don't want to hear about Kansas City being undefeated. That was a crock of you-know-what yesterday to block a chip shot field goal and win a game. I don't want to hear it. Kansas City, this team would hit Kansas City with a garbage can.
You know what the difference is? Kansas City, in their nine wins, Mike, had to come back eight times. If the Detroit Lions got up on Kansas City, they wouldn't be able to come back.
No, that's my whole point. I feel like they're winning the Super Bowl. Look, we've seen other teams do what the Lions are doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's foreign to see their helmet and their uniform, but I just don't hold that against them. They're doing this.
We had people doing a pregame show with Jim Costa.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there was callers and people. Yeah, they were like, I can't believe you guys are doing this. And
doing what?
Like, because we were saying, guys, this team's going to win the game. And I said last night, I think the Lions could play a C game
and win.
I didn't know that they could actually play a D game. Like, you barely, your defense showed up. Your offense didn't. And it didn't matter. Your special teams showed up again. Your defense carried you. Goff. Just that the accuracy that we saw wasn't there.
Something was up with him last night. Oh, look at how many. You notice how many passes were low or turfed? I don't know what was going on there.
I mean, I guess he's smart because especially if you throw five picks, you're kind of gun shy. I don't want to force the ball anywhere, so I'll just live to fight another down. So, yeah it was plenty of time. Amon-Ra, I'm just going to bounce past that ball to you.
It was very bizarre.
It was not very Jared Goff-like.
No, and again, the O-line, we got to be careful. Like, everyone's allowed a bad day at the office. Houston, thank God they didn't have Will Anderson. Because the pressure they were getting without him, I don't want to see what that would have been with him. Goff got absolutely murdered last night. Murdered.
Yeah.
And he's still there to make the plays they need. Defensively, look, this is why I'm so all in about this season. You're not keeping Aaron Glenn. You're not keeping Ben Johnson. This is the last dance right here.
See, Ben Johnson, I think, may stay. I don't think he wants to be a head coach, and that's okay. It's not a slam on him. I think he just loves and appreciates, all I got to do is run the offense. All I got to do is just have meetings with the offensive, the different units. I don't have to meet with the media. I don't have to do all the publicity stuff. I don't have to kiss babies. I don't have to do any of this stuff. I could just run the offense and come up with all types of plays. Aaron Glenn wants a head coaching job. Last night, that was his audition tape. Last night, that was his interview. I fully expect him to be a head coach somewhere. Yeah.
Well, and they put the, it was like a vice. They just kept tightening, like a tourniquet. They kept just tightening it and tightening it and tightening it, more aggressive, more at the line of scrimmage. Now, look, some of the reason they got burnt on a few plays is they have no pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were blitzes they were bringing and nobody won. You're creating an extra rusher, and Houston keeps the back in. Nobody of the six people you were bringing, nobody could win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a distinct problem. Now, Za'Darius Smith hopefully helps with that. But I'd like to know from you guys. I mean, give me your takeaway of it. Can you finally say, like, yeah, we're doing this? I mean, there's so many things for us to talk about. J-Mo played a huge role last night. Couple of ridiculous catches. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Penei Sewell, Ben Johnson with the call of the game, deep in your own territory on a third down, and we're going to run this fake out screen that
like
got
a wheel route. Yeah.
Yeah, Sewell on the edge, and now he's murdering Bullock, their safety, and just all of it. Brian Branch was everywhere.
Yeah. This should let you know that you kind of arrived last night. You got what you've always complained about, Detroit. You got the favorable call at the end of the game.
Oh, on the PI?
Oh, it was PI.
Well,
but you know, and it was a guy who's had PI called against him all season long.
Mm-hmm.
But because your defense plays so well, the refs gave you the benefit of the doubt and said, no, that was just a bang-bang play, and we're not going to throw the flag. Now, when you rewatch it, yeah, it was. If you're a Houston fan, you're probably screaming bloody murder the way the Lions fans did with the whole Dan Skipper is eligible thing. But it shows you this is how you're perceived. Your defense was so elite last night that referees gave you the benefit of the doubt late in the game, and they didn't even question the fact that it was a PI.
It's a point of arrival. I'm with you. I can't be more impressed. And the sick part is 23-7, I didn't feel like they were done. I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you that I expected victory, but I just felt like they're not done. And then once they scored and it's 23-13, you're not done. You're in this.
Mm-hmm.
Once it got to 23-20, I was convinced they're winning. This is happening.
I got convinced when they blew the wide, Tank Dell, wide open.
Well, Stroud just put too much air under it. He waited too long. You gotta throw the ball.
That would have made it 30-13, and at that point, go ahead, wave to the crowd, goodbye. Instead, it was another Lions party in the concourse. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but they were out there hustling in the concourse, screaming, you know, we're deep. Like, Lions fans showed up.
I would say
it
was
over
60-40.
Right.
60% Texans, 40% Lions. This Detroit takeover thing is a thing.
Yeah.
It just is.
But they were chanting, everywhere we go, we're deep.
I don't know what that means, but okay. 248-539-9797. I could make a joke, but it's too early to anger you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.